We're at the Cave House in Bon Terre, Missouri. It's about 1 minute before the start of the solar eclipse of 2017. Who will be the first to see the moon eat the sun? It may be my imagination, but I see that the sun is flattening out on that upper right
yeah,
corner,
okay,
so
I was
it's starting.
Ask where the bite was going to come.
Right. Yeah, so it's about 1 o'clock. You can see it. It's, we have first contact. Yeah, I can definitely see it now.
Yeah. I just hope the clouds stay away.
Yeah, knock on airs. We've been, it was kind of dodgy there for a while, but we have a pretty clear sky.
Knock on air.
I would knock on something else if it were closer, but it's not. Oh yeah, you can definitely see it now.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. You can sort of see the moon, the outline of the moon.
Yeah, you can.
1 minute.
It is eerily dim. If you look below your glasses, isn't that kind of a weird light?
It is a weird light.
It has the color temperature of the sun, but very low in intensity.
And look at the, my shadow here. See how sharp it is on the ground.
Wow.
Sun is just a tiny sliver, shrinking.
And now wind is coming up.
A little bit. Getting a real tiny sliver.
Yep.
It's going.
Ooh. Just got darker.
That cloud is already
there. It's going.
Yeah, it's really falling apart, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I've never seen that.
Almost gone. Just a tiny little dot.
Yeah. Okay, can we take off?
Yep, totality.
Oh my gosh.
There's the corona. You see the streamers coming out from the sun. You can only see that during a solar eclipse.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. That is so awesome.
And that corona is many, many times the temperature of the sun. That's amazing.
Of course, the iPhone cannot take it.
That's just amazing. If you look really closely, you can see some streamers coming off each side.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
almost
the corona.
A tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two tails, like little horns.
Yeah.
And we got 2 minutes to look at this, right?
Yes, a little bit less now. That's Venus over there.
Oh, there's Venus.
Oh, wow.
You see the prominence?
Yep.
Yeah, it's down there about 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. It's glowing orange. That's a prominence coming off the sun.
I see nothing with the glasses.
No, you have to take your glasses off, but do it quickly because you're going to put them on.
Yeah.
About 4 o'clock, there's like an orange dot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a solar prominence that's shooting off the surface of the sun.
It's getting brighter on that right side.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on my glasses.
Yeah, get your glasses
on. Put the glasses on. Because we'll see it in a moment.
Yeah, I can just see it.
Yeah, I can see the sun
coming back now. Sun is just coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, see, now there's a shadow all of a sudden.
Yep.
So how would you guys describe the experience?
I think it's magical. It is. It's magical to see light transformed in that way, to see the sun in that way, the orange, the red as the total eclipse faded and we saw the edge. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we were in the perfect situation to do it. And it's a wonderful natural phenomenon to be in the midst of.
Yeah, I thought I know it's an overused word, but it was kind of transcendent in a way because of the sheer beauty and the stark beauty, but also knowing how ephemeral it was, that this is something we could catch for a minute and attach ourselves to, but it's gone in a flash.
And it's like a reminder to live in the moment, because that was kind of like a consummate moment to live in and to experience.